Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Arun Venugopal. That's the sound of the 21-gun salute greeting President Trump as he arrived in India this week. And his trip has been a study in stark contrasts. The country is being rocked by violent protests as the government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi pushes forward a new citizenship law that discriminates against Muslims. The violence against Muslims has been escalating. Black smoke clouds cover the New Delhi skies as government forces and Hindu mobs descend upon Muslim demonstrators. Videos show officials beating injured protesters and forcing them to sing patriotic songs. The top trending hashtag in India right now is Delhi Burning. And it is into this particular moment that President Trump made his visit, with all the stagecraft it entails. The two countries signed a $3 billion defense deal that would provide India with attack helicopters and other U.S. military equipment.
I know Prime Minister Modi will agree that this has been a very productive visit for both of our countries.
So helping to break this all down, we're joined by Barkha Dutt, a columnist with The Washington Post, and she joins us now from Delhi. Barkha, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Arun.
It feels like an incredible disconnect between this reception being accorded to President Trump and what is actually happening all around him right there in Delhi. Is that how you're seeing things?
Well, Arun, I think it's literally surreal to see this grand state banquet, taking place for President Trump while India's capital is effectively aflame. Delhi is burning. 10 people have died at last count. This includes a policeman, a head constable, and 9 civilians. All evening, I have been getting distress SOS messages from residents who are talking about targeted violence, mobs entering their homes. Places of worship have been attacked. There's a distinct communal dimension to the violence that is taking place. And yes, as important, as high-profile visit as President Trump's is, for most Indians, there's a complete dissonance in the grandeur and the optics and the spectacle of this visit and what's actually going down in our capital city.
And would you say that the Indian media is playing this up alongside each other, or has the visit by the president been overshadowed?
Well, I think depending on which network you watch and which newspaper you read, you'll see different treatments. I think there are organizations that are softer on the government and have stuck to a kind of officialdom driven coverage. But, you know, by the end of the day, the story of what was happening in Delhi, the Delhi violence, was just too big to ignore for anybody. And even at that press conference that President Trump addressed, you had one of the accompanying American journalists ask him about it in the larger context of the citizenship legislation. Just to give perspective to people who are listening, Delhi has seen many protests against a contentious new anti-Muslim, in my opinion, citizenship legislation that the government just passed. And what we've seen in the last few days have been counter-protests, people and groups that support this legislation. And what we saw today or in the last 48 hours have been clashes between these two groups, while unfortunately the police has just stood by and enabled this violence that has led to 10 fatalities.
That's right. There are videos of police officers beating people, Muslims, forcing them to sing patriotic songs like Vande Mataram. Is there any way to know if the Modi government is behind this or simply looking the other way?
No, I wouldn't implicate the Modi government in this. I certainly would implicate the Delhi police, and I would implicate a bunch of politicians, including a BJP politician, Kapil Mishra, who a couple of days ago was basically saying that all of these people who've been protesting against the citizenship legislation must clear out of the public spaces that they've been occupying. And he pretty much said that if the people did not leave, then they would have to face the consequences. In other words, I saw his statement as an incitement to violence. I actually don't think what's happening suits the Modi government at all. Why would the Modi government want the Delhi violence to be the international headline on a day when I think Prime Minister Modi would have very much hoped for the Trump visit to dominate the global headlines and certainly the American media, especially because, Arun, I don't think I've ever seen President Trump this controlled almost like a muted version of himself. He didn't make a gaffe, as the Indian side was worried about. He didn't say anything particularly to embarrass them. He may not have committed to much in terms of specifics, but you know, it was a high moment for the Modi government. And I would imagine that the Prime Minister is rather enraged by the fact that the Delhi violence has completely cast a long shadow over this Trump visit and almost knocked it out from its position as a lead story.
From the Indian government's perspective, is Trump's silence on this issue a diplomatic victory?
I think yes, I would say that, because, you know, Trump prefaced his press conference by saying he did not want to make anything contentious because that would take away from his visit. And like I said, I mean, he was kind of surprisingly, you know, well-behaved, if I may use that phrase. I mean, he didn't do any equivalent of tweeting in all caps. And when he was specifically asked about the citizenship legislation, he said, you know, I leave that to India. That's for India to settle. But he did confirm that the issue of religious freedom was discussed. And he said it was discussed at length. And the Prime Minister explained to him that there are 200 million Muslims in India and that religious freedom is very important to the Modi government. Now, all of this is deeply ironic because this is all coming against the backdrop of what's happening in Delhi, which, you know, where the violence has started as, yes, as clashes between two sets of groups. And both sides have at least based on my eyewitness reports, both sides have been guilty of violence. But by the end of the day, we're getting extremely distressing reports of places of worship. You know, a mosque. I've seen a video that I couldn't actually release because I thought it would inflame the situation more. But places of worship, you know, targeted, and communally targeted violence. And so, yes, there has been violence on both sides. It's, you know, we also spoke to the father of a young Hindu man who has been shot and killed. So both groups have committed violence. Both groups have pelted stones. But the real story is the willful apathy and the incompetence of the police. And all of this is what the world has watched. I mean, Delhi was on the global stage today because President Trump was here. And instead, the global story is this horrific riot that is, you know, that is taking place in our capital city, and those numbers, that the 10 dead could rise because many are still critically injured in hospital.
Barkha Dutt, the columnist with The Washington Post. Barkha, thanks so much for joining us from Delhi.
Thank you, Arun.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.